So Wendy, what would you be thinking in terms of treatment for this
lady? The DIC
lady?
Resolved.
So, you know, I think this is a really important discussion. We actually just had a similar patient, much younger, but with a very, very aggressive high white count APL who just came to us a couple of weeks ago with a very similar presentation. So we did the same thing. I think the most important points are that ATRA must be initiated as quickly as possible because you want to get those promyelocytes to start to differentiate so that the coagulopathy resolves. I would have added dexamethasone in this patient. She already has a super high white count, and I would try to bring the white count with Hydrea. I agree with Dr. Kantarjian about the anthracycline, although in my experience, what we've tried to do is start the ATRA first to get the DIC to resolve a bit and then add the idarubicin, which in the case of our patient, we did around day 4, day 5, day 6, because by then some of the DIC was beginning to resolve, although the white count was still very, very high, and we were worried about that. So I think once that part has been done, there are studies now that show that the addition of arsenic trioxide to frontline therapy improves outcome. And in this case, we would have also continued the ATRA, given the idarubicin and initiated arsenic trioxide.
So Doug, agree or disagree?
Agreed. And I left off the steroid part, but absolutely steroid early on. This patient's at very high risk for the complications of ATRA and as far as differentiation syndrome or ATRA syndrome. So we would go ahead and treat with steroids right at the onset of therapy.
Charlie, agree?
Yeah, it's interesting. I submitted a similar case without the drama of a bleed in the head of a person with a high white count, because with lower risk APL, I think most of us would not use chemotherapy. But I don't think there is a standard for what you do with people with higher white counts. Obviously, start the ATRA. Transfusion support is critical in keeping the platelet count high with 2, 3, sometimes 4 transfusions, which sometimes you don't need cryo because you're giving fibrinogen with the plasma, but sometimes you do need cryo. But I guess the question I would ask, and I don't really know the answer, is I think you need chemotherapy to drop the white count. Our instinct is to give it early. Do we need arsenic as part of induction, or can we use it as consolidation?
Yeah, no, I don't think so. So there's data by Michael Andreffit that shows that idarubicin prevents the transit of promyelocytes into the cycle, which is very different from how RRC works. If you give RRC to a patient like this, you exacerbate the DIC.
Is it different than donorubicin?
No, ida and donorubicin are the same.
Okay.
So, but if you give the anthracyclines, you shut off the DIC within hours. ATRA takes about 2 to 4 days to reduce the DIC process. So I would reverse the order of the treatments. I would give ATRA, but I would certainly give idarubicin immediately because that's the one drug that shuts off the DIC process within hours. And the low ejection fraction is a relative contraindication, but as I said, you can get around it with a tiny dose of the idarubicin. The FLT3 is interesting because it's a proliferation marker, and in patients with APL, there is a significantly higher median white cell count in the patients who are FLT3 ITD versus the others.